questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio again is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh, because today we have a difficult question prepared for you. One of our listeners, they ask, what is meant by the greater heresy, the greater kufr? And by extension, what are the different types of kufr in Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we talk about the kufr and that person to be kafir, I think according to my understanding, first thing that comes to our mind is these takfiri groups.
Right.
They want to excommunicate all people, and they want to say that
ISIS, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm real Muslim, and all people, they are polytheists, and we have to kill or massacre these people.
Right.
And they easily, unfortunately, excommunicate other people to be a Muslim, and they attribute kufr and unbelief to those people. I need to explain to my dear listeners, because unfortunately, we have these groups, you know, ascribing themselves to this divine religion of Islam, and they excommunicate other people from this divine religion. I want to say that these are remaining of rebels and Khawarij. Of course, we have the same story in the time of Imam Ali from the rebels. We cannot easily excommunicate people and to ascribe unbelief to people because of committing some major and grave sins.
Right.
You see that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in Nahjul Balagha, he mentioned that, I just want to, you know, quote the gist of the narration. He wanted to say that by, for example, leaving some Islamic laws like prayer, like fasting, you do not go out of the, you know, religion of Islam. Okay? You are still Muslim because you witnessed to the Shahadatain. You witnessed those, you know, witnesses that
only one God and that Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is his messenger. That's enough to be a Muslim.
Yeah, when you do that, when you have these witnesses, of course you are within the realm of Islam, and we have to deal you with the, you know, religion of Islam and deal you within the, you know, boundaries of Islam.
Yes.
But let me talk about the, you know, kufr and the great kufr that had been mentioned in this question. But I invite my dear listeners to go and have further study about these takfiri groups. And we have a lot of explanation about that. And I want to say that those people who, you know, within Islamic denomination, those people who pray toward one Qibla, and we have one noble book, which is Quran, and one prophet, who is noble prophet Muhammad, we cannot ascribe those people to be unbelievers.
Right.
I want to say that it is itself is one of the gravest sin to ascribe some people to be unbelievers.
Right.
You cannot do that. It is forbidden, even by expression of unbelief to those people, let alone to doing some killing or massacre. Really, we cannot stand it. It is not acceptable at all. Rationally speaking and according to the religion of Islam.
Right, of course, it goes without saying for dear listeners that there are different, do not want to say different types of Islam, there are different levels of Islam and faith, Iman. So, but even the lowest of the lowest grades and levels, they are still a Muslim at the end of the day. And you cannot call them a kafir, a disbeliever,
exactly,
a heathen, whatever you want to call them.
Exactly. First of all, let me establish a common idea here, a kind of basis for our discussion. I want to start by the jurisprudential aspect of this ruling. According to our scholars, The person become unbeliever by rejecting the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad. You see that all of it referring to the two, into that two witnesses that you mentioned.
Right. And when they say unity, they mean the oneness, right? That he is one.
Exactly.
Some people may hear unity and they say then three equals one.
Exactly.
Right.
I have to correct myself. By oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to this jurisprudential aspect of Islamic laws, you see that, many people enjoy to be within the realm of Islam. Okay? And until and unless you did not reject one of these two witnesses, you did not consider to be out of the realm of Islam.
Right.
This is jurisprudential aspect. On the other hand, we have theological explanation for that. According to theology, we have different kinds of unbelief. But let me emphasize again that, not to cause any confusion here, I want to say that what matters is Islamic jurisprudence, because these are the as a, considered to be a law, a criteria here, and we should deal with people according to these laws. But to the theology, we have different kinds of unbelief, which first of all, kufr inkar, you may translate it to the rejection unbelief.
And that is rejecting the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Rejecting the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart and with your tongue. Or rejecting the prophethood of noble Prophet Muhammad. Then we have kufr juhud, which you, accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophethood and the prophethood of noble Prophet Muhammad by your heart, but you reject it by your tongue, verbally rejection.
Right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Then we have kufr inad. Of course, they are similar to each other, but after all, it's kind of rejection and it's attributed to the unbelief. You accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad with your heart and with your tongue, but because of the jealousy and because of the grudge, you refuse them, you reject and refute these ideas.
Just like Quraysh did, they knew that the Prophet...
Some of them, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, some of the people, they knew, and they accepted by the heart and understand it. But they rejected out of jealousy, out of grudge, and many other motivations. Yes. And then we have hypocritical one, which you verbally express this shahadat and verbally express these witnesses, but by your heart you did not accept that. Unfortunately, some people hypocritically they express to be Muslim, they lack to be in reality they are not real Muslim.
Of course, just to re-stress and of course just to address again this point that this is not the fiqhi, the jurisprudential view of kufr.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
this is just an explanation.
Theological
explanation just to differentiate. But at the end of the day, these are still not kuffar.
Yes, of course. I emphasize and I need to emphasize and repeat it again here that what matters and what is a criteria here is Islamic laws. You know?
Right. Yes.
Those people who did not refute the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and did not refute the prophethood of noble prophet Muhammad, still they considered to be Muslim. And of course, you see, maybe some people have some doubt about that, some question about that. Maybe they have some kind of, you know, misunderstanding. But after all, if you do not express it out public, I mean, you are still considered to be Muslim and within the realm of Islam.
Right.
And by this, you know, broad idea, you find that, I can say nearly all people within the Islamic Ummah, I can say, considered to be within the realm of Islam, except with few, you know, exceptions.
Right, the takfir groups of the Islam.
Yes.
So just to ask a question, because I want to get a clear answer, even though from listening to you talking, dear Sheikh, you come to this conclusion, to the answer to this question. And the question is, if you do not then believe in the imamate of the holy imams, peace be upon them all, does that then make you a kafir?
Of course not. You know, when you, as I mentioned, and as I quoted this part of the Islamic laws, that if you witness to the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah and the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad is enough. I mean, Islamically, according to Islamic laws.
Right, yes.
Jurisprudential aspect of that, you consider to be Muslim.
Right.
Okay? And you enjoy all rights. And these are some of the canonical laws, my dear brother.
Yes.
These are canonical laws about the how to deal with people. And this is a role of jurisprudence.
Right.
This is a role of these Islamic laws. But maybe some people, they have some levels.
Right.
Some of them, they have the minimum part of the Islam. Some of them, they have the maximum. And some of them, they have the, for example, some aspect of Islam.
Right. So just a final word then on kufr, dear Sheikh. How can we avoid kufr? It sounds like a weird question for us who are Muslims, because it's so far away from us, this kufr concept. But we unfortunately still see Muslims, they do kufr. They renounce their faith. Can you give a short answer to how we can avoid this in our families, in our societies?
How can we avoid that? I want to say you have to have, first of all, awareness about this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because unfortunately, my dear brother, many people, they do not have enough information.
Right. Lack
information about Islamic laws. They just, through some social media, they receive some doubt and question about Islam, and they want to...
It's done.
It's done.
Their faith is done.
Please,
that's how weak their faith was.
You know, please go and have further study about that question, about that idea. Ask a scholar. And yourself, you can have some, you know, information and to get some information and further study about that.
Right. So would you say the reading theological books is a good start, at least?
Of course, reading theological books and many other books with regards to this divine religion. Yeah,
of course. And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and for sharing with us his valuable knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for listening in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن